This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The legal wrangling continues over Texas's controversial new immigration law.
Just hours after the U.S. Supreme Court cleared the way for Texas to arrest migrants suspected of entering the U.S. illegally, an appeals court put the law on hold temporarily. The 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals issued a late-night order Tuesday, putting the law on pause ahead of oral arguments scheduled for today. During the short time the law was in effect Tuesday, Texas authorities did not announce that any arrests had been made or say whether it was being actively enforced. The Supreme Court did not rule on the merits of the law. It instead kicked back to the lower appeals court, a challenge led by the Justice Department, which has argued that Texas is overstepping the federal government's immigration authority. Donna Water, Washington.
Donald Trump's talking about the sensitive issue of abortion. The AP's Jennifer King.
The presumptive Republican presidential nominee is suggesting he would support a national ban on abortions around 15 weeks of pregnancy. Abortion rights have been a galvanizing issue for voters, and Trump has refrained until now from embracing a specific limit, warning that it can backfire politically. In a radio interview Tuesday with 77 WABC's Sid Rosenberg for Sid and Friends in the Morning, Trump said, "People are agreeing on 15. And I'm thinking in terms of that." I'm Jennifer King.
IRS Commissioner Danny Werfel says the IRS is kind of like the NFL referee. When we get the call, right or wrong, we get booed, he said. And he added, we're okay with that. The IRS is going after wealthy tax cheats. It's even using artificial intelligence. Republican lawmakers are accusing the agency of heavy-handed overreach. Hours from now, Georgia plans to execute a man for killing his former girlfriend in 1993. Willie James Pye is 59. This is AP News. Getting ready for the Olympics.
More restrictions are being placed on athletes from Russia and Belarus at the Paris Olympics. Because of the war in Ukraine, about 36 athletes from Russia, 22 from Belarus, will be competing not for their countries, but as individual neutral athletes. AIN.
AINs will not participate in the parade of delegations, teams during the opening ceremony, since they are individual athletes.
James McLeod with the International Olympic Committee says as athletes travel on boats down the River Seine toward the Eiffel Tower, athletes from Russia and Belarus can likely watch the ceremony from near the river. And if they do well during the games,
the medals won by the AIN would not be displayed on any NOC medal table.
Neutral athletes must not have publicly supported the invasion of Ukraine or be affiliated with military or state security agencies. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Rita Foley, AP News.